Champion Daryl Pretlack has won cash and prizes totaling $4,397. This week, players could win patio furniture, a piano, a diamond ring, or a trip to Barbados, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including a luxury automobile and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. Good to have you here for Sale of the Century, a new champion on our last show. Let's welcome her back, Terrell Pretlack. Hello there, Terrell.
Hi. Hi, Jim.
Did very well. Beautiful camcorder, over $4,000 in cash and prizes for the day. We didn't talk about what you do for a living.
Well, Jim, I'm a sales representative for a telecommunications company in Orange County.
You gonna enjoy your work?
Yes, I do.
Hope you enjoy your day here again today.
I'm having a great time.
If you win, you'll play the winner's big money game for $6,000. So, good luck.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there,
Summer. Nice crowd today.
Very nice crowd. This contestant is a member of the world's largest rock and roll band from Los Angeles, California. Let's welcome Chip Rolegg.
Hello there, Chip.
And she stresses the importance of relaxing when it's in Tucson, Arizona. Let's hear for Vicki Powell.
Hello there, Vicki.
And we'll see you later with some bargains. Summer, thank you. Vicki, you stress the importance of relaxing.
You bet, Jim. I teach stress management for nurses, and besides just lecturing, part of the curriculum is required time in the hot tub and with the masseuse.
Sounds good there, Vicki. Nice to have you here. Chip, a member of the world's largest rock and roll band.
That's right, Jim. When I was in college, I played the trumpet in the Stanford University marching band. Thing is, we didn't march, nor did we play marching band music. In fact, we once cut a rock and roll album, thus becoming the world's largest rock and roll band.
Oh, I see. Yeah, your band is kind of famous, some of the antics that they have pulled through the years. Good to have you here as well. $20 starts you all off. Good luck to all three of you. Let's get into the match with this. What famous film was followed up by a sequel entitled Indiana Jones and the Temple of Terror? Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? That was the sequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah, you know it. Just couldn't come up with it. And I'm sorry about that, but it cost you five. In the nursery rhyme, who called for his pipe, his bowl, and his fiddle, his Vicki?
Old King Cole.
Yes, indeed. And his fiddler's three and his hot tub. You've got five for the correct answer to 25. What game are you playing if someone throws you a screwball, spitball, chip?
Baseball.
That's the sport. Chip gets his first five. Whether you've spilled the beans or let the cat out of the bag, Chip?
Told a secret.
That's what you've done, and Chip goes into the lead by five. Looking for sweet success, Mrs. Fields and Wally Amos. Terrell?
Chocolate chip cookies.
That's what they peddled, and Terrell back to the $20 mark. Yes, indeed. Time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And Chip, that's you. Got a $5 lead over Vicki, your first opportunity to buy? Well, we've got a little magic here for you. Let's take a look.
Chip, this prize will give your home the magic touch. Galaxy's new Highland beautiful plush carpet. Designed to allow most household stains to be completely removed with just plain water. Furnished by Galaxy. It's normally priced at $1,075, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Oh my, amazing! The talents of this woman. Chip! Over $1,000 worth of carpeting for $6.
That's nice, Jim.
That's one of those things that if you need it, it's terrific. If not, you look at me and say, gee, that's nice, Jim.
Such as when you live in an apartment that you don't own.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll do two things for you, just to tempt you a little bit. Over $1,000 worth of carpeting. You can have it for five. That would put you in a tie with Vicki. And then maybe one of these days you can use it, but right now, could you use $200 in cash to go with it? $1,276 bargain, or $75 bargain for five. Going once, going twice, and no sale. My. Oh, hanging on to the lead. What jazz trumpet great is known by the nickname Satchmo? Vicki. Oh, Louis Armstrong. Yes, and I know you know it, but it cost you five. On what mountain in South Dakota would you find the faces of four U.S. presidents? Terrell?
Mount Rushmore.
Just beating everyone to the buzzer, and Terrell in second place with 25. In the early 70s, Richard Bach wrote a book about a free-spirited seagull. Vicky.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
That's what it is. And Vicky ties 3 over second to 25. $5 separate the players. There's your signal for the fame game. $10 money card up on the board there as we play for control of that board. Buzz in when you know a famous thing. I am a television show that premiered in the spring of 1984 along with Cosby and The Equalizer. I am one of the few primetime shows to tape in New York City. My stars play two single women with three children. Tyrell.
Kate and Allie.
That's the show, and Tyrell gets control of the board. Yes. $10 money card wears.
It's the item number 9.
All right, the lights are flashing. We lock into your buzzer. Hit the 10, you would go into the lead. Good luck.
$10 money card. No.
No. Right up above number 6, and the champion gets
$600.
$600 in total cash. That's yours to keep, no matter how you're finishing the game. And not bad, because you're just 5 behind. Good game. Back to it right after we watch these important messages.
If you live in Los Angeles or plan to visit the L.A. area and you'd like to become a contestant on Sale of the Century, please call area code 213-284-8644. And now, back to Jim Perry and Sale of the Century.
Thank you, Don Mara. I'd love to have you down here sometime. If you were down here right now, you'd be involved in a very good match. It is Chip in the lead at 30 and Vicky at 25, champion Terrell also at 25. Here's a question for all three of you for 5. What two colors make up a shade called chartreuse? Vicky.
Blue and red.
No. Chartreuse, green and yellow. And that cost you 5 down to 20. You're called Ivan in Russia, Ian in Scotland, Juan in Mexico. What do you call an American? Carol.
John.
John is exactly right. You've tied Chip for the lead. Yes. We use this word for both an alphabetical list of names and the finger next to our thumb. Chip.
Index.
That's what they've got in common, and Chip back into the lead by 5. To test the efficiency of this machine, a reporter coined the expression, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the party. Carol.
A typewriter.
That's how they test a typewriter. You're right for 5. You tied Chip for the lead. It's a bargain now. And with a tie, Chip and Terrell. Now, only one of you can have this when you hear the low Sale of the Century price. Hit your buzzer for one of you. This great instant bargain is yours.
Chip or Terrell, set your course for fun in Florida. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Florida for a week stay at Saddlebrook. Enjoy 2 golf courses, 37 tennis courts, swimming, health spa, fine dining, and luxurious accommodations in a natural setting, close to Central Florida attractions. It's normally priced at $2,800, but today on Sale of the Century, it's just for only $10.
Great trip to Florida. Wow, I thought somebody would jump right on there, and I'm awfully sorry. Can they sue being hit with golf balls in the audience? $2,800 trip to Florida, and nobody jumped for $10. Would one of you jump for $5? Terrell will. Got yourself a great trip to Florida. $2,800 trip for just $5. Enjoy the... Oh, sales surprise goes with it, Terrell. I'm going to step back up here. Well done. You've also... That's not fair. $2,800 trip for $5, and in addition, as a surprise, $1, $2, $3, $4, $500 in cash. That's a great
five. Thank you.
Way to go. $3,300 trip for the value of a question. We'll knock it off. Chip's got the lead, but I think Terrell made a great buy. What name is given to the poisonous substance which passes through a snake's fangs? Vicky?
Venom.
Venom is exactly right. Vicky makes it closer to 25. Which of the world's economic systems is often called the free enterprise system? Terrell.
Capitalism.
That's exactly what it is. And again, that time with Chip. What body of water did you cross if you traveled from Dover to Calais? Chip.
English Canal.
No, it's not a canal. It's the English Channel. It's the English Channel. It's a little bigger than a canal,
right,
Chip.
Right.
I'm sorry about that. A judge couldn't accept that. Cost you 5. Maybe if they dug it wider. Cost you 5. What president married a woman named Mary Todd? Terrell.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's who it is, and the champion hits the $40 mark. Yeah. We're talking about Abraham Lincoln and his wife, Mary. Mary Todd came from a very high-toned family, and when Lincoln was once asked whether the Todds spelled their name with 1 D or 2, Lincoln replied, D is good enough for God, but the Todds need 2. We'll be right back.
Sale of the Century.
That's a good night. Kathy's overtaking the lead now. Carol's at 40, Chip at 30, Vicky at 25. And we go back to the fame game with another money card going up on the board, a $15 money card this time, and we're looking for a famous thing. I am a berry that grows on a wood vine. I come in such colors as black, blue, golden, green, purple, red, and white. My two main kinds are European and North American. Chip?
Grape.
Grape is exactly right. Well done. It is indeed a berry. You've got control of the board. $15 money card, where is it?
Number eight.
Well, you got two of them to shoot for now. You could take over the lead, Chip. Good luck.
All right, let's see. $15 now.
He hits a $10 money card. Add that to Chip. Put Chip and Carol into a tie at 40. Very well done. Try this one for five. From the ancient Roman leaders named Caesar came the title used by Russian rulers. Chip.
Czar.
Czar comes from Caesar. You're right. You're in the lead. In legend, what great king met his death after battling with his nephew Mordred? Vicky.
King Arthur.
King Arthur is right, and Vicky goes to the $30 mark. In the late 1400s, the War of the Roses brought civil strife to what country? Vicky.
England.
England is right, and Vicky to 35. Time for an instant bargain and instant cash, Chip, and you have the lead with the instant cash. Two of these boxes have $100 bills. One of them today is worth $4,000. Talk to the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. Chip, you've got a $5 lead over Terrell. That's all it would cost you is $5 for a shot at $4,000.
Take it.
Gonna take it. All right, we'll knock just $5 off your score, Chip. And now, most importantly, which box are you buying for $5?
Let's try number two, Jim.
Number two. I hope you're right, because if you are, you're $4,000 richer. Good luck.
Good luck, Chip.
$100.
$100. Number one had the $4,000, goes to $5,000 on the next show. I'm going to retrieve Summer's earring while you watch this commercial message. Before we get back to the match, nice enthusiastic group here. Before we get back to the match, we are delighted that from our staff, Mitt Dawson's family can now watch him at home because KPRC in Houston, Texas is now part of the Sale of the Century family. We're delighted to welcome you and Mitt's family. Let's get back here now. Chip and Terrell at 40 and Vicky, a question behind at 35. In the gospel, according to St. Luke, Jesus' dying words were, Father, into thy hands I commend Vicky.
Myself.
No. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit, according to the Gospel of St. Luke, and it cost you five. It has the distinction of being both the oldest and most isolated of the continents, as well as the smallest. Name the specific island. Chip.
Australia.
Australia is right. Yes, it's only an island, and it is also a continent. You're back into the lead. Name the Egyptian leader who shared the 1978 Nobel Peace Prize with Menachem Begin. Chip.
Sadat.
Sadat is right, and Chip hits the $50 mark. Third and final fame game now. Big $25 money card going up on the board. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in Italy in 1452 and became one of the most famous men in the world. I studied such diversified subjects as astronomy, botany, and geology. Chip?
Leonardo da Vinci.
You are right for control of the board. What prompted you to jump in there so quick, Chip? Well done. $25 money card, where?
It's the end number four.
Well, you can add to that slender lead now, Chip. Good luck.
All right, let's see the $25 now.
No, up above. This time he lands on number one and he gets...
It's a wicker vanity set. Typhoon Deluxe three-piece wicker vanity set. Styled in graceful natural wicker material, created in the elegant Victorian design for the bedroom and powder room. Furnished by Typhoon.
Just what every single fellow needs for his apartment.
Right.
Now we finish up the match with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Chip at 50, Terrell at 40, Vicky at 30. Good luck to all three of you. A lot of questions as we start the speed round now. Of which primary color is crimson a shade? Chip.
Red.
Right. In Great Britain, what is a bobby? Vicky.
Police officer.
Right. What does an archer call the special case in which he keeps his arrows? Chip.
Quiver.
Right. What French cooking term describes a dessert covered with flaming liqueur?
Chip. Flambé.
Right. On a sports team, what is meant by the initials MVP?
Chip. Most valuable player.
Right. On TV's Dallas, what is the name of the character played by Larry Hagman?
Carol. J.R. Ewing.
Right. In what country did archaeologist Howard Carter discover King Tut's tomb? Carol.
Egypt.
Yes. The U.S. Congress was established by the ratification of what document? Time. What slightly sweet cracker crumbs are often used in making the crust of a cheesecake? Vicky.
Graham.
Right. In what state would you be if you were visiting the capital city of Hartford? Carol.
Connecticut.
Right. In what London landmark are the kings and queens of England crowned? Carol.
Buckingham Palace.
Wrong. What body organ is stimulated by a drug called digitalis? Vicky.
The heart.
Right. In the 60s, as an act of time is up, and Chip is the new champion. He wins it. Congratulations. Back to Chip in just a moment. First of all, the ones that were missed, the players couldn't come up with it. The U.S. Congress was established by the ratification of the Constitution. That's what established Congress. And the one that the champion missed, the kings and queens of England are crowned in Westminster Abbey. Have to say goodbye to our champion, but Terrell, a good stay with the beautiful camcorder, lounge chair, lovely trip to Florida, $2,050 in cash. So you are over $8,300, Terrell. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Good champion. Vicky didn't pick up anything along the way, but we've got some party gifts for you and the cash in front of you. I hope you had a good time as well.
I had a wonderful time. Thanks.
Keep up the good work with the stress management and the hot tub. Sounds good. But Chip is the new champion, and the gentleman from Stanford is, first of all, going to get a lovely prize. We call your attention to the board. Three numbers, three prizes. Chip, which one is going to be yours?
Let's try number three.
Number three, and that means for winning the match, first of all, Chip is going to get a sailboat. Great prize. Ah, tell him about it.
Jack, set your sails for fun and adventure. Snark Sun Chaser 2 is a roomy high-performance sailboat. Easily carries four passengers, converts to rowboat or motorboat. Furnished by Snark Boats. This prize is worth $1,649.
That should be a lot of fun, Chip. Are you anywhere near the ocean, I hope?
That's right. I live right here in L.A.
Well, terrific. You will enjoy that then. All right. Now we're going to see if Chip's going to pick up some cash, which I know he'll enjoy as he joins me to play for the first time the winner's big money game. Come on, Chip. Well, congratulations. So I've got to ask you then. Now, you play in the Stanford Band. Were you in the Stanford Band at that time when the football players came pounding into the band in the end zone?
Unfortunately, I was.
Were you one of the ones that got hit?
No, I was quick enough to get out of the way.
That is a classic piece of videotape. All right, now let's see if we're going to pick up some cash. You're playing now for $5,000. I have three envelopes for you, red, yellow, and blue. Which one do you want to play, Chip?
Let's try blue.
All right. This blue packet contains six-word puzzles. They'll be revealed one at a time. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds, and the $5,000 is yours. Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. Got to give me an answer right away. All set?
Great.
All right, and you've got some glasses there. Put them on. Get ready. No problem seeing up there?
Nope.
20 seconds on the clock then. Let's get to business. Good luck. And the first puzzle starts now. Fictional jungle hero born, yes?
Tarzan.
Lord Greystoke, got to be Tarzan, yes indeed. Fictional jungle hero to me right away is Tarzan. That's your first correct answer. You need three more before the clock hits 00. You're on a good course, keep to it. Here's the next puzzle starting now. Famous city called Tinseltown, yes?
Hollywood.
Hollywood by tourists, yes indeed. Hollywood it is. Got a little behind on that one, but that puts you right on the halfway mark. You are at the halfway mark, 10 seconds, halfway on the time, so good luck as we take a look at the next puzzle. Now, future president commanded civil, yes?
Grant?
Civil War troops is indeed Grant. Right you are, cutting it close. 5 seconds left on the clock. You have got to stop that clock before it hits 00, so good luck for $5,000. Let's look at the next puzzle. Now, Minnelli, musical about, Berlin nightclub life, you know it?
Cabaret,
yeah. You were just that 1 second behind. There was one back there, I think you went a little, Tinseltown.
You went right after Tinseltown.
That cost you a second. That really cost you there. However, you got a great sailboat, your first win. Win again, and I think you can do it. You'll play this game for $6,000 on the next show. We'll be back with our champion and wrap things up for today. Right after this, we'll show you the boat. That was going to be so much fun. Yeah, I think you went a little too long on that one. That cost you the end. Alexander, to Chip, and give us congratulations. Well, it sounds like you know something about boats. You were asking about the centerboard there, right?
The lack thereof.
Yes, we'll stick the... Yeah, we didn't have room to put that in here to get the boat set up. It's a nice boat. You like it?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, that's yours for today, and Chip will be back the next time. What are you doing now? Are you still in school?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting a master's degree in business at UCLA.
Oh, nice. So you're still a busy student there.
Yes, all right. Sir.
Well, Chip will be back to defend the title and try for some more prizes and more cash, and he'll be back with $2,144 on sale of the century. Bye for now.
Sail of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Don Morrow speaking.
Next up, Classic Concentration with host Alex Trebek. Then, take a spin on Wheel of Fortune with Vanna White and Pat Sajak, where luck and skill conspire in a whirlwind of game show action. And join Richard Kiel, Frank Gorshin, Mary Beth Evans, and Randy Oakes for fun and games on Win, Lose, or Draw with Vicki Lawrence, only on NBC.
Century is a Reg Grundy production.